All right. Friday one more time.
Friday.
One more Friday.
Friday.
Go ahead. Do your shingles. Jingle.
Just again.
Like, again.
I do not have shingles.
I'm just saying.
It's Charlie's Bunker. The man of the hour.
Sorry, we're gonna give credit to the banknotes because they were playing in the background, so we're gonna give credit to the banknotes for letting
yes,
us one more time
thank
to
you.
Use to use their music. And unless you want me to turn it off and you can do the shingle all over again.
The jingle.
Jingle. The jingle all over again.
I'll do it later.
Okay. Welcome back one more time to Charlie's Bunker. Hello, how's it going? Today it's been a better week compared to last week. Boy, last week was tough. I'm going to repeat that one more time. It was tough.
Tough.
It was hard. Hardcore as hardcore can get. Nope. No. 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 Just in case. No.
XXX.
See, no. It's a family-friendly show.
Who said? You said. Not me.
It's literally posted on Spotify that it's an all-family-member show.
Neutral.
Yeah, neutral. Okay, excuse me. Neutral. So, it was tough. Last week's topics, as we were talking about them, and we're getting a little bit, we got in the fields. We got a little heated at the moment, and then we just decided to end it. I decided to end it. I was like, whatever. But
says
they were good.
Says the man that wants to be right all the time.
But they were good. I did say that. I did say that I always want to be right, and that's why I wanted to be questioned. So you can say, listen, he is not always right. So I gave you the opportunity to say, listen, you're wrong, and this is why, but you failed.
I choose not to give myself a migraine.
I don't understand why. See, that's why we cannot have this conversation. And that's why the problem, I keep telling you, that is the problem. for you guys,
I'll give it to you so you could just take it.
Right. So, for all of God.
You take it there.
God. For everybody who is listening to us now, thank you one more time for joining us today. And I was going to say something else, and that comment just threw me out of my train of thought, and I just lost it. So welcome back. So how's your week?
Stressful, but I'm good. I had a great day off.
You know, you're supposed to be, you know, saying to our listeners, no, man, I had a great week.
I had a great week, you know, ended it with some alcohol. And here, kind of missing my sippy cup that I wanted to take with me.
Yeah, so according to Nelly Baby here, she went to a restaurant and she had two beers. And then she wanted to leave the restaurant with a sippy cup full of beer. And she was nagging the the waitress for it, and the waitress thought she was playing, but it turns out that no, she was not playing. No, she was serious. The entire time she was serious. She wanted a beer in a sippy cup, and that's why she's mentioned it. So just in case you guys want to know, that's the level of alcoholism that Nelly Baby has.
I don't have alcoholism. It's Friday, and I need to relax, and I need alcohol.
That's fine. I mean, that should have been last week, not this week.
I wasn't taken out last week. I decided to do it this week.
I wasn't taken out. They didn't take me out. Not on a date.
Not
somebody
on a
took
date.
Her out.
Just take me out.
Just take her
date.
Out. Okay.
Not on a date, just alcohol-wise.
Oh, I remember. Going back to the topics last week, they were really good. They were really interesting. I think we handled it pretty well. There were some really hardcore set things that were said. So I think we managed okay. I think we passed. Don't you agree?
Yeah, a couple fist fights here and there after the show, but it was good.
I mean,
you know,
not with
yourself
me.
Off.
Not with
I,
me.
I guess.
I mean, no, man. I don't want to get into a fist fight. People who know me, they're like, again? He's going back to those things again? Jesus. So no,
Nelly
no.
Nelly Baby beat your butt? Yes, I did.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that because that's not the point of the show. Yes, you can, you know, bust my chops or what is it?
I'm going to bust your chops.
Yeah, but not physically, not literally.
Not literally.
She can, but she, no, I'm not putting myself in that position. I am not putting myself in that position. All right, guys. So today is a brand new show. Thank you for joining us one more time. Our topics. Today we decided to take it easy. We didn't take any difficult topics this week. I think that after last week, we're going to take a little break this week from hardcore topics. And we're just going to talk about something light.
Okay.
All right? Cool. Okay. You want to expose what we're going to talk about right now?
We're going to chillax and listen to music.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. we're going to relax.
Come on. It's Friday.
I can see the level Loosen of alcohol. Up. I can see the level of alcohol really, really went up in your system. So I'm going to try to catch up because
this is what happens when you don't. There. You ate a torta. I didn't eat nothing.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. I mean, so yeah, the reason why, you know, I ate a torta is because I went to the doctor today. Everything was good. So, you know, I'm not dying. That's great. So I, you know, decided to, it was done early. It was done at noon. So I said, listen, I'm going to go ahead and catch some lunch. So I went and got some torta and I played chess with my friend Minor. And I kick his ass. I kick his butt 4 times. It literally, he's been mopping the floor with me. Again, this is not the reason of the minor. Conversation. Yeah, this is not the reason. I know I'm boring you guys. But to me, beating him 4 times in a row, it means a lot. So my ELO, which is the rating for chess players, has gone up. Yay. So I'm very proud. So for me, my week was good. And good. I ate my torta.
And what I do in my hometown, in my home, sitting down waiting for the show to air, is what I do. So if I decide to mix some alcohol with orange juice or whatever the heck I want, I did it.
That's fine. I am not saying that you shouldn't. Not all I'm saying is that right now you are in a different level than I am.
Catch up, homie.
I'm trying. I'm really trying because, you know, it just. I felt it went from 0 to 100 in a heartbeat. But that's okay. I'm gonna try to catch up. So. What's the topic for this first segment?
Well, we're talking about 3 things. Did you want to go and we were talking about the day of April 24th?
Yes.
On TikTok?
Yes.
What went viral?
Yes, I go with that.
Well, supposedly on TikTok, what went viral was April 24th, National Rape Day.
Okay, say it again.
National Rape Day.
Do you have to add a shingle after that? Keep going with a shingle. A jingle after that? I just got stuck with that word, shingles. A jingle after that?
No.
Go like rape day. I don't know. Something like that. What? I'm thinking it's, okay, maybe it's my dyslexia. Maybe it's my me being foreign. Maybe it's just the fact that English is my second language. But are we talking about the actual rape word, you know, where you
where abuse, I'm going to take care. I'm going to take you without your willing. Yes.
Oh, snap. That's not. Okay, hold on. Explain, because that just sounds wrong. What was that? What was it?
Well, one of the Spanish broadcasting stations here in Chicago, Univision, was posting a video that was going viral of 3 gentlemen dressed up in, like, what was that one movie we were talking about? Where they have masks and they start doing serial killing and stuff like that.
Purge.
And they were dressed like something like that. And then they were announcing on TikTok that today, happy April 24th. Let's give them what they want or what they deserve. And it was called the National Rape Day.
Okay. And this is on TikTok.
Yes.
Okay. Now you guys see how TikTok, it's idiotic.
Yeah, I was thinking about posting it just because, you know, I do it from an influencer.
Uh-huh.
And they are requiring TikTok now. But when I see stupid stuff like this, it makes me not want to get it. Like, what stuff like this is going viral? And kids are actually looking at it?
Well, here's the thing, okay? And this is, I think this is what the reason why we brought it up to the show. Because let's say if it was a hoax, because I believe it was a hoax. I don't want to believe that there was actually kids or young men who wants to make this a thing, right? And make it a trend. Help me out.
Trend.
Thank you. But that's not the point. The point is that right now there could be someone out there who would actually make it a trend, and that's a big no.
Yeah, because it was going viral. Like, literally, like, a lot of gentlemen, a lot of guys were posting videos. Oh, yeah, happy National 24th Day. And I'm like, that's crazy. And then, like, I was walking to the store that day, and there was 3 guys in a car. And, like, and I didn't even know what the heck they were looking at. And they were, like, just looking at me walking. And I'm thinking, what the heck? And I get home, and I look at the video that Univision posted up, and I'm like, Jesus, do I have to fear walking alone now?
I mean, you should always be afraid of walking alone because that's a
But it's morning. I'm not saying rapists are going to pick, oh, well, it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It sounds like a great day to, you know,
I was watching,
have my way with somebody.
I was watching Big Bang Theory the other day, and there's an episode where Sheldon was trying to, I think, he was trying to do something. And then I think his flag, fun with flags. I think he wanted to get more attention. And then apparently they were doing something with kids, and they all came together, and then they started talking about, they should get a white van, and they should start luring kids into the white van, and they should give them candy so they can lure the van so they can, you know, come on and do like this. I think it was a show, and then just let them go. And Leonard's like, really? Do you guys want to do that? Like, are you listening to yourselves? And then he's the one that gives the idea. He's like, oh, do you want to lure them in with candy? And then Sheldon goes, yes, it's a great idea. They're about to go get a white van. I was thinking, what the heck? So why am I mentioning this? Because probably somebody's doing that. I mean, Why will you want to promote a day like that? I don't understand.
Stuff that's going on with sex trafficking, you know, and all these women coming out that they're being, you know, abused and raped. And I'm like, it's not funny. It's like people are thinking this is a joke. It's not a joke.
And that's the thing. If it was a hoax or a joke, I hope that they didn't do anything. But it goes back to the whole discipline thing, right? I mean, if their parents saw the video and they're probably like slapping the wrist, no, you can't do that. Or, you know, authorities not going into the whole topic of, you know, going and you know, promoting this day. It's just crazy. I don't know. At this point, I think like a father, and I'm thinking, if somebody would have done something to my daughter, I'd probably cut their nuts off. I'll go Saw mode.
Yeah.
Because we were I was watching Saw.
Oh.
I was watching Saw.
I've never seen Saw.
You haven't seen Saw?
No.
You got to see the story.
I've seen a couple. Like, I think the first one that came out. And then I was like, yeah, I don't get it.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask you to watch all 8 of them.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And we're going to talk about Saw one day.
It's not.
Why not?
I do not want to see Saw. I'll watch any other movie you want me to watch, not Saw.
Well, I want you to watch Saw, though.
Then let's watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It was boring.
Exactly.
Saw is not boring. Okay, we're not getting into it. All right, so going back to the 24th, okay? Yeah, so if somebody would have done that to my daughter, I'd probably kill him. Like, I'm probably not exaggerating. I'd probably, you know, I don't know what I would do. I did say at one of my friends, I did tell him that I was going to, you know, if my daughter was, something happened to my daughter, and then, you know, after the whole period of me, you know, mourning and whatnot, I'd probably do a group where we can help kids or women who went through rape or any cases like that and help them out.
Yeah.
But this is if, you know, someone would it come, because the majority of rapes happen within the family,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's the percentage of rape, even though it's itself against women, it's high. When it comes to the actual numbers, it's not as high as we think, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, in abortions, you know, it's only a 6% case of rape, so that gives you a number. Again, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, or I'm not saying that it's not something to be concerned about, but it is something that happens, and we need to take care of it, and we need help to help these women who go through it, or men, because, yeah. You know, men.
It could be any gender could go through it.
That's right, but that's if it happens to be in the circumstances. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's causing it, somebody's asking for a whole day where you can just go outside and rape women. I mean, at that point, just get,
and
I don't know.
Can you imagine it's a trigger for actual women?
Yeah, that's another thing.
I would, like, thank God, like, people who believe in God, thank God I never went through that trauma. But even though I didn't go through that trauma, I think about the poor person who actually went through that trauma for maybe years, maybe that one time. But imagine having that one day where you can't even go outside because it's triggering you. What if?
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's stupid. It's really stupid because this kids, because it seemed like they were kids. They were not. The video I saw was they were probably between 15 and 17, mm-hmm. right? They were high schoolers.
Yeah.
And they don't see the consequences of this actions, right? And nowadays, with everybody doing their dumb challenges,
mm-hmm.
Because it's pretty much what it sounds like. It's kind of like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will probably go out and do it. like, what was it? The COVID challenge. Do you ever see that one?
Yeah, where they were licking things.
Not things, the toilets. Yeah. I'm telling you, who the hell, again, this will be a family show. I'm sorry about the curse words. But who the heck is going to go out and start licking toilets? Not only that, the Tide Pods they were eating, the condoms through the nose they were putting.
Oh, yeah.
The salt, the gallon of milk. So this generation.
The flour. And then I recently started, stuff getting aired on Facebook where this chick is literally putting, like, tubs and tubs of cereal in a tub and then sitting in there and eating it.
I didn't actually see that one.
Don't.
I mean, I was not going
it's
to.
It's gross.
I bet. I don't want to eat my cereal with a bunch of booty taste.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean.
Your booty tang all over the thing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Because that could mean something different. Okay. That booty tang thing, it could be. Listen, don't cross my wires now. Because that.
Remember, that's just, family show. No, supposedly.
I know. But see, the booty tang was supposed to be something different, right?
Didn't it mean
something
else? No, booty tang.
Didn't it mean something else? I'm congested.
And booty juices?
I don't know what. I don't know. I don't know. So, all I know, wasn't it based on a movie?
You don't want me to go into detail.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's we have to go into details, but wasn't that based on a movie? Wasn't there a movie about it? Booty Tang?
Booty Tang?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because I remember there was a cover that said Booty Tang, and there was this African-American guy.
I don't know what you're doing
guy,
in your time.
African, okay. I went to this replay, okay? And there was African-American guy on the cover, and then he had a belt as a weapon. And he used it as a whip. And they used to say Booty Tang. Booty Tang. I don't know. I think I saw it one day on HBO. I saw the cover.
HBO at night?
No. This is a PG-13 movie. I don't even know. So USA Today did a whole article on this thing, okay? And they did say that they saw a lot of videos. A lot of the comments on Facebook and all the social media was, first of all, warning people not to go out because, you know, this is going on the 24th. And also, they were doing actually some checks, some fact checks. Tell me out.
Fact checks.
There you go. And apparently, they found nothing, okay?
So there was no crime on that day?
Nope.
Thank you.
Nope. Yeah, and that's a good thing because I'm telling you, I don't know.
Like I said, it's not something to joke around with. It's not. You want to post it on whatever freaking social media you have, but it's not funny. It's not funny at all. Just to get followers and clout, it's not funny because that triggers. I didn't get accused or abused or anything like that, but yet it's triggering me. I would be scared. Not only do we have COVID running around, now I'm scared to actually walk around just to go to the grocery store. I'm scared.
And I mean, at this point, I mean, there's shootings.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, cases of COVID. And it's just going down the toilet. And that's my thing. And I think that these young guys or this youth nowadays, and I'm starting to sound old. I'm so old now. We're old now, right? But, I mean, again, in our times, if you would have said something like that, the whole community would have been the heck out of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even be walked around. They would have reported you.
You know what? And this is one thing I will totally say. If somebody would have actually done something like that back in our days with our gangbangers back in the day, they would actually hunt them down and beat them up.
Yeah.
Because this is their sisters they're talking about.
Yeah. I've had a friend of mine from high school, elementary school, literally, like, there was, I guess, a social event around the neighborhood. Uh-huh. And she's a community activist as well as a you could say, like, in the CPS system. And she was well known around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I guess something happened, and I was reading that her mom literally went up to a gang member with gun. The guy had a gun in hand and scolded him.
Oh, really?
Back in our day.
Yeah, no, I mean, that I remember that happened a lot. That used to happen a lot.
And to even think about doing it now, these kids now in the streets have no morals whatsoever. They don't even respect, you know, I don't really respect or care for gang members or any gang affiliating things. But there's morals and codes when it comes to being in that world.
Yeah, and that's surprising that, and I've said it because I used to watch Gangland, and that's where I learned a bunch of my gang gang knowledge. Because I mean, actually, funny story about Gangland. One time I saw Gangland, and they were talking about the Satan's disciples. Shout out to all of you guys, right? No offense.
Follow, like,
and share with your homies. So, so I'm walking out of my place of work, right? And then I see a guy on a bike, right? And I was like, wait a minute, I saw that. Where do I know that guy? And it stuck with me. And I said, oh, okay, you know. And I say hi to him. He's like, what, you know, give me that little, what's up, man? ¿Qué onda, Holmes? Yeah, right?
¿Qué pasa?
Right? And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So I'm driving back. And I'm still thinking, like, I've seen him before. So then I'm watching the show again, because he was a rerun. And he was the same guy on the show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I almost asked him.
He found a star.
I would have been like, damn, I should ask him for his photograph. But, you know, I missed my chance. But that's true. You know, back in the day, our even gang members, they will protect their sisters and women in that sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But these days, man.
There's no morals. There's no protocol. Before, on the streets, you weren't allowed to shoot mothers, kids.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yep.
Now, they don't care. There's no rules, no regulations, no morals.
And this is the thing, you know, I don't know where we went from that to where we're at now. I'm still going to blame the fact that there's no discipline anywhere, and not even just at the homes. It's just pretty much anywhere. But that's just me. Because if somebody goes on you know, social media and starts promoting this type of days, I can just wait for the reaction of the people who actually have to go through it. And then on the other end, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a shit show. I couldn't find any other words, but it's going to be bad.
I bet you that person had a very bad PTSD.
Which person?
Whoever had that trigger day.
No, and I don't mean because of the triggers. What I mean is that it's going to be a chain of events, right? So let's say that that happened, okay? So they do bring that day, and people start doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then obviously there's going to be the victim who's mm-hmm. going to get help, and then maybe she will end up pregnant. Now, because of the cases that are going to increase, now the abortion rate of abortion rate of based on rape, it's going to increase, which is common, and it's going to be normal because it's mathematical, right? But I'm wondering about the brothers, the fathers, and anybody else of the victims. Mm-hmm. What will they do? And that's my question, because now you're going to be hunting them down. And let's say that they're suburban, mm-hmm. right? I'm just saying suburban because education-wise, because, again, we know that there's a difference, right? But they will go probably to the right channels, and they will actually go and make a report and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, here in Chicago or the other communities, they will do the same thing too.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody's going to do that.
No.
They're going to be hunting them down.
You disrespect my family member, so what's the right thing to do? You're going to get yours.
That's right. So they're going to go hunt for this guy or whoever it was, because now they're going to know and they're going to be searching for this kid or man or whatever. And then there's going to be another person who's going to be either dead or castrated or lost.
Or lost, right? In the system of, you know.
No. They're probably gonna find this guy, and they're gonna make him pay, right?
Oh yeah.
And then you're gonna affect another family, because now this man or young man or whatever it was, he's gonna have a family, and now they're gonna be suffering. So because of the stupid jokes, two families are gonna be suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my crazy theories and hypothesis, because that's how my brain goes. Usually, just, you know, runs wild like a little pony just on the field, just running, and then just starts going all over the place, right? But there's a small chance that if it does become a thing, this is going to escalate. And that's what we want to avoid. And I'm actually glad that a lot of people on social media, they're like, no, you know, let's not, hey, be careful, don't go out, be careful, you know, stay protected, stay safe. But there were mostly negative things about the day, which obviously is understandable, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still concerned about the little ones that are in favor of this thing. And hopefully next year it doesn't happen, which there's a good chance that it won't. But you never know.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
I just brought your liquor level down, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. See, I told you I was going to bring you back to my level. I was not going to let you take over the show. All right. Anything else you want to say on the topic?
Guys, let's make... I understand we got new apps, new social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. But let's make things actually that are important go viral. Not stupid things to go and get clout and numbers. Come on, guys, think. Maybe this could be your future child. This could be your future, you know. This is your daughter. This is your son. Think before we make something that viral. It's not funny. And it could also be a trigger for somebody who has actually experienced that.
Yeah, guys. And again, if you know someone who was a victim of rape and you're trying to look for help, there's a lot of help out there for people that have gone through rape. And again, there's so many options and so many ways of helping. So again, it's not a matter of playing around and being funny. So let's take something seriously and let this be one of them. All right. So we're going to come back. We're going to play some music and we'll be back for the second segment.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Dun, dun, dun. Charlie's Bunker with Nelly Baby. You want the man of the hour?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty nice. I mean, if you're doing all the jingle, might as well just finish the whole thing.
The man of the hour.
Thank you.
Charlie Bunker.
Thank you. I like that. Okay. So, Mortal Kombat. Okay,
the Mortal movie. Kombat?
Mortal. I wanted to give that effect. Mortal.
Like mortal?
Yeah, like mortal. Whatever.
It's mortal.
Or in Espanol, when they double it, combate mortal, something like that, right? Which is really, when they do it in Spanish, it's really dumb. Like, I hate the translations when they do it because it's really, really, it's horrible. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. Anyways, that's not the point. Mortal Kombat. It came out last week. It sucked.
Really?
It's really bad. I hated it. I hated it so much. I hated it so much, we're doing a segment on it. That's pretty much how much I hated it.
But why did you hate it?
Because it was sucky.
What sucked about
it? Okay. Now you're gonna sound like Eli.
Now I'm gonna sound
just,
like you.
Don't just say it because you just hate it.
Just you know. Okay. Explain it.
Is that how I sound like?
Yeah.
Okay. Mortal Kombat. Okay. There was too much hype. Okay. That was one of the big movies that was supposed to come out. Well, it came out this year, but it was going to be one of the big movies that was to come out this year. Okay. And I was excited for it. I was really excited for it. One, because the special effects look great when I was watching the previews. And just the fact that they're actually focusing on one of my favorite characters, which is Scorpion, which is amazing. I used to love playing with Scorpion. So, yeah, that was like, yay, Scorpion versus Sub-Zero. The storyline behind them, too, it's great, even in the video games. And then they gave us this piece of crap. And I hated it. Hit it so much.
But they egg people on with the previews, and then the previews end up being like almost a whole movie.
I mean, most of the time. Yeah, yeah. No, it's one of those movies, to me, it's one of those movies where they give you the best scenes in the previews, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it so much. There's only certain movies that I hate. Okay, one, this one. Two, this one again, because I hated it so much.
Oh, wow.
And then three, Street Fighter.
I thought you were going to pop up with Selena.
Actually, I like better Selena than this movie. And that's a lot because I hate Selena.
What?
I really do. Don't patronize me. Don't I don't sound like that.
Yes,
I
you
don't
do.
Sound like that. All right?
You don't say.
Whatever. Anyways, so you saw the movie. What do you think?
The storyline didn't get me. I got confused in the beginning. Because, in the beginning I was confused. There was a baby. And then later on in the movie I thought the baby was the main character, which wasn't.
Okay.
And
did you ever see the movie Kung Pao Fist?
Yeah.
Okay, remember that scene with the baby?
Uh-huh.
You didn't see that movie, did you?
Isn't the one with the cow?
Yes, the one with the cow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So in the first scene, it's the baby, right, in the basket, just like in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
In the basket.
In the basket.
In the basket.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. Put the lotion in the basket. I was going to. Anyways. So in Kung Pao Fist, the first scene, there's a baby in the basket. The bad guy comes and why are this? Okay. Not to be stereotypical. It's just a joke. But in every movie, that happens to be from Japan or China or anywhere out there, it's, you know, Asia, mm-hmm. that is not the other part of Asia, they always have the bad guy going after babies. Why do they always go after babies? What's up with the babies? I mean, anyways, that's not the point. So then in Compound Fist, the bad guy goes after the baby. The baby, because he's about to kill him.
Uh-huh.
And then the baby gets up in a basket and beats the crap out of the bad guy. That scene reminded me of Mortal Kombat reminded me of that scene. I'm telling you, it was crazy. And I'm thinking, am I watching Compound Fist or am I watching Mortal Kombat?
In some scenes, it did show off a bit of Kung Fu Fists.
Kung Pao.
Whatever.
Kung Pao. Kung Pao.
Sounds like a bad porn flick.
That's not right. That is not right. Kung Pao. It's the food. The food. Kung Pao Fist. And
yes.
I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. Okay. Sub-Zero or Hanzo. Mm-hmm. Then Hanzo reminded me of Kill Bill, which is because Kill Bill, the bride has a Hanzo sword. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, then you know he made swords. Mm-hmm. And also, Scorpion's henchmen, really? They got knocked out literally in the first 30 seconds. Come on, man. It's supposed to be ninjas. What the fish? The fish.
He was so confident in his group.
Apparently so. I'm telling you. I was like, wait a minute. I mean, literally, Scorpion killed pretty much all Sub-Zero's group. Like, he literally killed everybody. I'm like, then what happened to the other henchmen? Like, what happened? I don't know.
I felt like he was about to say, I thought they're good after all.
I'm like, what?
Because he's like, oh, you guys, don't worry. The other crew, he's like, they're not as good as you guys. He goes, I put my life into it. You guys are all the best. Nothing compared to you guys.
Who said that?
I forgot his name. I forgot his name.
Kano?
Shang Tong, or whatever his
Sung
name.
Sung Su.
There you go, that
oh
one.
Oh my, what? Okay, good point. In the video game, he's supposed to be old.
Okay.
For this, I remember. For this part of the movie, he's supposed to be old. Okay, given. In the original one, in the 90s, he was young too. But then again, he was a great actor. I liked mm-hmm. him. He was a really mean actor. I forgot his name, but he was a really good actor. So I don't want to compare the old one to the new one because the old one was good.
Okay.
For its time was good, and this one was not. Okay. First of all, there was no tournament. I wanted the tournament.
Yeah.
There was no tournament. The whole point of Mortal Kombat is tournament.
It was a short story, and then it went straight to combat. I was confused. I was really confused.
And then they're supposed to be training for their chakras.
Yeah.
Or was it Karaka? What were they calling
their
it?
Their birthmarks.
No. They were supposed to get their superpowers. How the heck are you going to train and get a superpower?
And then they're like, oh, it's not a birthmark. It's you're a chosen one or something like that. And I'm like, motherfucker, didn't you just call it a birthmark?
And you know what? It's interesting because the main guy, Cole Young,
uh-huh.
okay, first of all, he's supposed to be a champion of whatever martial arts he was practicing. And he can even throw an uppercut? Really? Can't even throw an uppercut. His daughter is telling him, throw the uppercut. Throw the uppercut. And what does he do? Doesn't throw the uppercut.
He gives up.
He gets knocked out. No, mm-hmm. he gets knocked out because he doesn't throw the uppercut. I'm like thinking, really? You don't know how to throw an uppercut? And the funny thing is that the actor, Louis Tan, mm-hmm. Louis Tan, not Tang, not Booty Tang, Louis Tan, he's actually a pretty good actor. I've seen him in other shows like Never mind.
Deadpool?
It's an AMC show. Deadpool. He was in Deadpool too. And he was funny in Deadpool. He only had a couple of minutes in Deadpool. And I didn't know he was in Deadpool until I started looking at his filmography. And he did a pretty good job in Deadpool. And he died really, really fast too. But then again, Brad Pitt was in Deadpool. So that was pretty
Brad
dumb.
Brad Pitt
too.
Was in Deadpool?
Brad Pitt was in Deadpool.
He's
the invisible man. The one with the backpack when he jumped off the plane, that was Brad Pitt.
Now I know why I don't remember, because he's not there. Handsome, invisible man.
Okay. This is for the books, guys. Nelly Baby doesn't remember Brad Pitt in Deadpool because she didn't see him in Deadpool. Because
he was in the invisible.
Okay, he was invisible. Jesus. Well, he does. When they're coming down the plane, it's too windy, and then the backpack goes and hits the electric cables, uh-huh. And then he gets shocked. That's when you see that he was Brad Pitt.
Oh.
And then it's I think it was like a second or two of the film, and that was it. But him, Louis Tan, he was in Deadpool too, and he did a great job there too. And Badlands, that's the name of the show on AMC. Badlands, I think it was 4 seasons, and that was actually a pretty good one. And in Badlands, he actually played an assassin,
mm-hmm.
who happened to be in security for the emperor of that section of the land where they were living, because eventually the Earth later on they divide among clans,
mm-hmm.
you know, and his boss or his whatever president or whatever he was.
His posse.
No, he actually, it was his right-hand man. So he did a pretty good job. I never finished the storyline because they took it off Netflix.
Oh.
It's on AMC Plus. If you guys want to go check it out, I recommend it. But I just left off after the third season. I think they only did 4 seasons and then that was it. But going back to Mortal Kombat, the casting was bad. I didn't like the casting, period. Sonya Blade, mm-hmm. She had to be more built.
Yeah.
She didn't look that
built.
She didn't look that built. So I know that a lot of people, and this is another thing why I'm saying it, because I thought mm-hmm. that it was a clear cut that it was not good. I'm telling you, if you go back to the 90s and you say, oh, Street Fighter, they're like, oh my God, that was a piece of crap. Like, Street Fighter should have never been made, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the Jean-Claude Van Damme. Hey, it doesn't even go that far. The Batman and Robin movie with what's his name? George Clooney?
Yeah.
That one sucked too. So I will put him around that same level, okay. In my perspective. But there's a lot of people who did enjoy it. I don't know why.
I think it's the newer age kids who actually like the new Mortal Kombat. Because the older version, like the actual authentic people who actually did look at the movies for Mortal Kombat and actually played the video game, they said it was really bad.
But see, the thing is that the young guys, and that's what shocked me, because the young generation, they played the actual better Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I played the first one when it came out, the second one. Obviously, the first one I had to play without my parents' consent because it was too bloody. And then, you know, whatever. So I played the first one, second, and third. And then eventually I lost track, and then I noticed there was Mortal Kombat versus DC, and then Mortal Kombat 9, 10. And then I started playing 10 again. I said, holy cow, it actually got a lot better, obviously with the graphics and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But the storyline got really good. And I was like, holy cow. And then the 11th one, I heard that it's even better than the 10th. And they are playing, the new generation is playing these two great video games with this great storyline. And then they like this one. I was like, what? What? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I give it to you. The only thing I kind of liked was the bloody scenes and some of the fightings, but that's it. I'm like, the storyline, I really didn't. It was too short for me.
Yeah. So another thing is that Mileena was there, but no Kitana. They're supposed mm-hmm. to have rivalry. Okay. Scorpion, not even in the movie. Period. Okay. At no. all. Okay. And it's supposed to be Scorpion story. Nope, Saibot, I didn't even see him to begin with. Reptile,
mm-hmm.
it's actually a lizard, okay? Cabal.
Wasn't the lizard there?
Yeah, but not the way he's supposed to be. I thought him as a ninja, but okay, whatever. Cabal. Now, mm-hmm. I did like Cabal. Cabal was actually a pretty interesting character. It's the first time they brought him into the storyline,
mm-hmm.
and he did a pretty good job. And I think they did follow that to the original storyline where him and Kano used to work together. So I think that was pretty good. Other than that,
so what would you give it out of 5?
Let me be honest. If you happen to find it on Redbox for $1,
uh-huh.
just get something else. Like, straight up, get something else. If you happen to be at home and you have HBO Max and you just happen to watch it, okay, fine, that's fine, because you're pretty much paying $14 for pretty much their whole library. That's okay.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. But no, don't go out of your way. I wouldn't go see it at the movie theater. I will straight up literally just go watch Godzilla versus King Kong one more time. because that's how much I disliked it. Now, this is not me. They gave it actually 5 out of 10 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Rotten Tomatoes. I trust Rotten Tomatoes.
I know.
Rotten Tomatoes is actually pretty legit.
They're pretty good at when they are rating the movies.
Yeah, so. But again, I actually was talking to some people of why they liked it, and they took it personally. Like, whatever, man. I just liked it. Oh, okay, well, snap. Jesus, man.
Give it to you. I just like the bloody scenes.
There were some pretty good bloody scenes. I'll give you that.
And there wasn't enough bloody scenes.
I agree with that, too. I would not given Sub-Zero the main villain role. Sub-Zero is a pretty cool character, but
yeah, but it was too quiet, and I didn't get it.
I mean, Sub-Zero is supposed to be quiet.
Yeah, but
because he's freezing.
He's cold.
He's cool and cold like that.
get the guy that does the lightning balls, or what's it called, the fireballs?
Liu Kang.
Yeah.
What about him?
Get him to warm him up.
And they say that I'm the one with the bad dad jokes. Jesus. No, Billy.
Do you want a hug?
Yeah. Oh, I did say we're going to take it easy today. All right, guys. So for Mortal Kombat, again, I wouldn't recommend it, to be honest with you. If you're going to watch. Oh, and not only that, I think they're coming up. Warner Brothers is actually coming up with a collector's edition,
mm-hmm.
right? And it has, I think it's going to have the first two and this one on 4K and Blu-ray and whatever. I wouldn't buy it. The first one was good.
Uh-huh.
The second one of the old 90s was really bad.
Okay.
And this one is bad, so no.
I think they're trying to just get their money's worth with the first two because they know that this one is not going to do that great.
But they're supposed to be coming up with 4 more.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, because the ending kind of did give it a, there's more to come.
Yeah, and again, guys, I know a lot of people are getting excited about Johnny Cage. He's not a good character. He's not a really good character. He's not a good character. Not in the video game or any, he's not a good character, period. All right, so if that's the expectation of the hype up, whatever. I wouldn't go for it. I wouldn't care.
If you're looking for a quick Netflix or quick Netflix and chill kind of movie that's only an hour. How long was the movie?
Hour and 30 minutes.
It seemed like just an hour because it was that quick.
It was an hour and 30 minutes. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. We were watching House, the show House, and then we remember that Mortal Kombat came out, and we're like, oh, man, you know, let's watch Mortal Kombat. So mm-hmm. we watched Mortal Kombat, and we're like, this sucks, and then we just went back watching House again. We got more excited about House than the actual movie.
Yeah, if this is going to be under the level of action, I want to see more action. I want to see fighting. I want to see martial arts. Give me that martial arts. Give me more blood. I want to see fight. I want to see bloody fight.
So which one would be a good fighting movie? Obviously, Dragon Ball. Hell yeah, Dragon Ball.
I'm a Bruce Lee fan, so I like Bruce Lee.
Did you ever see The Men of the Iron Fist? That was actually a pretty good movie. That's a really good movie. Obviously, Ip Man mm-hmm. was a really great movie. What else was good? Because there's a lot of fighting movies that are a lot better. Now, this is my question. Okay, if Warner Brothers made the Mortal Kombat games
mm-hmm.
and they make the Mortal Kombat movies, why can't they just get the same writers from Mortal Kombat games and just put them in the Mortal Kombat movies? Because they made an animated one. It's called Scorpion's Revenge, mm-hmm. which is pretty much, I saw it. It's pretty much the same thing as this one. Mm-hmm. And it's, I like that a lot better.
I got a lot better. And you said it's a cartoon?
Okay. It's a cartoon. I was talking to one of the PAs that I work with, and he did like the movie. And I told him, like, listen, check out Scorpion's Revenge. And he goes, oh, okay, I'm going to go see it. So he did, I think he saw it. But I asked him, like, why can't they just get the same writers from the video games? Because the video games are a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you can just play the video games and cut up and all the storyline. And I think I'm going to have to go get the comic books, too, because I just found out today there were comic books.
You didn't know there was comic books?
I didn't know there was comic books.
There was comic books.
All right. Well, anything else you want to say? Because, again, I don't want to talk about the movie anymore because it stinked.
For a good Netflix and chill kind of movie, go ahead and go watch the Combat, Mortal Kombat. It'll be quick and easy.
The first one?
Quick and easy, if you know what I mean. I just love messing with Charlie. You should see the veins popping on his forehead.
I told her. It's a family-friendly show. If you know what I mean.
Drop the mic.
All the kids are like, yeah. Moms are like, what? And now we got canceled. All right, guys. We're going to go back to some more music, and we'll come back after this.
Bye.
And we're back. All right. Yeah, we kind of wanted to put a lot of songs that, you know, relate to techno and Mortal Kombat, and you know that's pretty much how it went down. So I had to add Deadpool because I'm a big Deadpool fan. I was a Deadpool fan before Deadpool became cool, like 1993, whatever. You know, one day I got mad at the little kid because he saw me with my Deadpool T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, "Oh my God, I know somebody old that old can like Deadpool." And I said, "Look, punk, I was your age when I started reading Deadpool, okay?" He goes, "Oh, he's not that old. He was, what, 2 years ago?" I said, "Try 1993, all right?" So what? I almost got into this fist fight with this 10-year-old. Hey, man, he started it. Telling me that I was just a poser for having my Deadpool T-shirt.
You're old.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Boomer. Whatever. Anyways, so since we actually were talking about movies, Mortal Kombat, Nelly Baby here said, "Listen, there's a new Lady Gaga documentary, okay? And you got to check it out. Because I want to talk about it in the show." And I said, okay. Now, disclosure, I'm an okay fan of Lady Gaga. I mean,
Stop lying. You love Star Is Born.
No, yeah, no, I do. I do. I love the movie because of what it represents.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the fact that the movie was well made. One, directed by Bradley Cooper, which yes. I did love Bradley Cooper. Not only in the Guardians of the Galaxy. And not only because he was in The Hangover, because he was hilarious in The Hangover. And then he did Limitless, so I like Limitless too. So I, as a matter of fact, I like Bradley Cooper as an actor in general. He's a good actor.
And he directed it.
So I like him in particular, okay? Lady Gaga, her music, back when she started, the whole pop techno thing, I was not into it. It's catchy. It was catchy, but I was not into it. That Bad Romance thing, not so much.
Actually, she had to do it, like all stars, like all pop stars started. They had to do a genre that they were not comfortable with. And it also played off in A Star Is Born that she had to play the pop because that was a thing at that moment.
No, but in the movie, she liked it.
No.
Yeah, she liked it.
No.
Yeah, she did.
She had to.
No, she liked it.
No.
She liked it because, I mean, how long that movie came out?
It came out in 2008.
So,
no.
A Star Is Born? No way.
No. I'm sorry.
2018. So, it's been, what, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen the movie by now, you're lost. There's a rule, undisclosed rule, that if you haven't seen the movie in 2 years or so, then we're going to give a bunch of spoilers. And this is going to be one of them. Because of her, she killed himself.
You mean he killed himself?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You
right?
said she killed
himself. Oh, no, he killed himself. Yeah, he killed himself because of her. And that's why I hated her for that. In the movie, of course. But him as a singer, and he was really good. So I like that's why I like
him. They had great chemistry.
Yeah, they had so much that they almost made out in the freaking, what's the name of the, I think it was the Grammys?
Yeah.
Where him and her were singing together.
It's called acting. And they have to show the chemistry. They could bring you in to see the movie.
No. In that, in the Grammys, they were about to make out.
That he was with his wife.
And that's the point. She was playing the piano, you know, going, you know, with her song and all that stuff. And he's like, "We'll do something, girl." You know, all that stuff. And then she's about to turn around. They're about to kiss. And they're like, "No, because we're in national TV. And also your wife is right there." I saw it. I was like, "Echenles agua, perro." Like,
Ya vesense.
Kiss it. Kiss already.
Jeez.
I'm just saying, but that you could tell right there. And later on after that, they split up, Bradley Cooper and his wife. That's what I read on the tabloid, so I'm going to go with that. Okay?
Oh.
Yes. But I will say this. After that movie, she did gain my respect as an actress. And as a singer, because then she started changing her music.
Yeah.
Her style. She started changing it. So I said, okay, you know, yeah, you know. She was good. She all right. I kind of was like, all right. But then last year, during the COVID, they did a day with a bunch of artists who pretty much did a huge one-day concert.
Yeah.
It's like five hours or something like that, right?
Wasn't it for the Hades?
No, it was COVID.
Oh.
Like everybody.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did.
Everybody in their mama back here.
They did a COVID fund.
Yeah, everybody in their mama was doing concerts for COVID. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody was at home and, you know, whatever. Nobody was going out. Anyways, but at the end of the concert, it was Andrea Bocelli, Celine Dion, mm-hmm. John Legend, and her. So when they said they were going to be the ones closing, I said, dang, those are heavy names. And then Lady Gaga. That's what I said. I said, and Lady Gaga. Because, again, I thought that she was her voice was not going to be that good when it came to Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli. Now, Andrea Bocelli is by far one of the best opera singers ever, okay?
Are you a Tony Bennett fan?
No.
Oh, because they did do a CD together, an album together.
Lady Gaga and him?
And Tony Bennett. It was actually pretty nice.
Yeah, okay, I got to go check it out on Spotify. But, no, the thing is that as I was watching the concert and, you know, Andrea Bocelli starts, then Celine Dion comes in, and then John Legend came in. I don't know why he came in, but he came in at that moment. And then Andrea Bocelli, Celine Dion, and Lady Gaga started singing together. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, was she amazing.
Yeah. A lot of people don't think she has a really great background in theater and as well as the arts. So, like, they kind of don't display that a lot, and they think that she's only pop, but her voice is actually pretty great, especially when she does any form of, like, expanding from that techno kind of music.
Yeah,
It's great. I love it. Like, her whole soundtrack for A Star Is Born, oh, my God, I could play that CD, that playlist all day.
And I'm not going to say me too, but I do too.
But you probably
but
did.
But I do too. I do too. And one of the things that actually made me like Lady Gaga is the fact that she can go from genre to genre, and she has the ranging voice. It's really nice. And also, she's very humane. She's really down to earth. Mm-hmm. And when you said watch the documentary, I didn't put any resistance because I did want to learn more about her, because somebody did tell me also that she's very pro unbinary.
Yeah,
right.
She's one of the activists for the LGBTQ+ community, uh-huh. And oh my God, she is the queen for that genre. She is the queen. She is the mother monster.
What do you mean, mother monster? That sounds bad.
No, she monster babies or her babies are actually because they call her the queen monster.
Okay, I never heard that term. Why?
Because all her life, her self-esteem was really bad.
Uh-huh.
She really didn't think herself as the pretty girl. Mm-hmm. She always thought of herself as an ugly duckling.
Oh, so she had the Janis Joplin syndrome.
Yeah, and she basically has shown my generation, the generation before, after us, that it's okay to be different. It's okay to show who you are and what you're feeling. And I like that.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. Listen, I grew up with, you know, heavy metal, Metallica. Again, I was one of the reject kids as well. So to me, that's the norm.
She made it look as if it was normal to be weird. It's okay to be weird.
Well, no, Metallica did that.
For this generation.
Ah, okay, see, that's different.
Not for your old generation.
Hey, man, don't be...
Okay, then don't be talking smack about Lady Gaga either.
I'm not talking crap about Lady Gaga either. I'm literally...
Don't be Madonna.
Really?
Okay. Okay, because Madonna had a feud with Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga literally said, I don't disrespect this lady. I looked up to this lady. This lady was my music goddess.
Hey, listen.
And she thought that she was imitating her, and that Lady Gaga was just another replica wannabe of her.
I will say Britney Spears was that, not Lady Gaga. I mean, or Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that if I had the chance of going and telling Lady Gaga that she was all right, I would have done it. You know why? Because then I would have met Lady Gaga. I mean, whatever, you know? Like, hey,
don't
listen.
Talk about the mama monster.
I know, I'd be like, hey, listen, man, you're all right. But hey, can you pop some songs about Star Is Born and shit? You know, like, can you do that? I mean, I would. But I did see the documentary, and it was really interesting. And the reason is this, okay? I think that she's a very positive positive role model to generations of this day because she is a fighter.
Yeah.
She's a fighter, and that's what I like. I like the fact that people are fighting and are fighters because we don't have a lot of those role models anymore. Mm-mm. And in the documentary, if you guys want to see the documentary, it's what, 5'2"? 5'2".
Lady Gaga, 5'2".
Yeah, and it's pretty much the story about her playing on the Super Bowl show.
Super Bowl show, behind the scenes.
You went Canadian.
Huh?
You went Canadian. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Behind the scenes of what she went on as a daily basis as a pop star. Not only a pop star, that she's down to earth just like everybody else.
I like the fact that she goes to the wedding. And she's just hanging around like nothing. Like, hey, man. She didn't go like, I'm Lady Gaga. No, she's
I think, wasn't really it a baptism? She was the godmother.
Yeah, baptism, yeah.
Yeah, she was the godmother. And she was walking around and playing with the baby and sitting the baby down. And she was one of us. And she's like, yeah. And then I loved her car. Did you see her car? It was an old school car. Yeah. And then to a point where she was in so much pain and she was so tired that she crashed the car when she was going into the studio. She's just like everybody else. It's so funny that people just want to put her up on a pedestal. And she said it herself, like, I've had so many ruined relationships. She goes, when am I going to have love? I'm like, I don't want to. And she feared. And that's why sometimes I worry about the pop stars nowadays. She fears to be alone. She hates being alone. She has, I have so much things. I have materialistic things. I have a big house. But at the end, after everybody's gone, because she was doing a photo shoot that day. She goes, after everybody's gone, I'm going to be alone.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I like, too, because it shows exactly what the everyday people go through. Right. She wanted love and she wanted fame and everything, but she can't have both, right?
Yeah.
So you got to choose. And that's what I like. I like the fact that she was able to show in that personal level how you need to make a decision or a choice and deal with the consequences. And I like that because even though she wants her love and she wants companionship and she wants somebody to be there for her, her busy schedule does not allow a relationship.
Yeah.
And now you have to give either which one will be the best poison, right? I mean, do you want the fame? Do you want the recognition? Do you want to get the millions of dollars that you get? Well, guess what? This is what you need to do. If you want love, you need to get rid of that. And I guess that in A Star Is Born, it's pretty much the same concept, right? So I guess that she is choosing what she wants. So I guess at this point, she's kind of sad, you know, suck it up, I guess.
Oh, why can't we have both?
But you can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Sometimes you can.
But see, okay, name a person that has gone through that.
What's that one? Carrie Underwood? Wood? She's a country singer. She won American Idol.
She's not that well known.
But it's fine. But she's still in the limelight. And she's in a happy relationship. She's married for so many years.
What does she do? The Voice?
No, that's Kelly Clarkson.
You see what I'm saying? I don't even know who that is.
She won American Idol too, the first one.
I don't know who that is. I'll be honest with you. I don't know who that is. If you want that big spotlight, right? You need to give that away. I just think that you cannot be in two worlds at the same time. And I think that applies also into, you know, normal people like us. If you wanna have a successful career, family, and whatever you have to do with that family, it's going to get in the way. So you're going to have to give one or the other. It's just pretty much what it is. So if you want to be happy with what you want to get or what you could get, then it's up to you. But I mean, I think that she is doing a great job. And I think that she could just quit anytime she wants, have that, come back, and just keep going.
She can because she knows how to bring the audience in. She's a great performer.
Yeah, no, and yeah, because I don't know. When I saw her in the Super Bowl, I thought it was great. Actually, I'm not a football. I don't watch football, period, okay? I only watch the Super Bowl because they make me watch the Super Bowl. Like, seriously, everybody watches the Super Bowl. And for me to talk about, then I just watch the Super Bowl. And that was one of the years that I started watching that, and I think it was, you know, amazing and stuff like that. But, I mean, for her to go through all of that just for that, what, 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot.
She's a perfectionist.
She is.
And I get it.
Well, she's a perfectionist because she has so many issues that she wants to control everything and she can't.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things they show on the documentary, that she wants to be right. She wants to be perfect right up to the most minuscules.
The manicules. Like, literally, like, she was having a tantrum for just a jacket.
No, that makes sense, though. That totally made sense. That totally made sense. I was talking about more of the when she was recording American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to do the accent. And she goes, I'm not going to do the accent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do the accent.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, you know, why did they change things at the last minute? And blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking, just suck it up. All right? Just deal with it. Roll with it. And then eventually she did. And then she's like, hey, listen, you know, it was just a tantrum, whatever. And I'm happy to see that someone of her caliber can actually go and well know herself very well to actually just say, listen, this is what I was going through, and it's okay.
Yeah.
I think that she is the this Janis Joplin.
I think so too. I think she's very soulful. I don't know. I just love her character and what she stands for and all she does for the LGBTQ community. And then also she has a foundation that she has for the youth as well, Born This Way,
uh-huh.
that she did in 2012 and it goes on now. Like, she's a good Samaritan, like, literally, like, a humanitarian. Like, she's giving for the people. And she helps with anti-bullying with that foundation. She helps with scholarships.
I still don't believe in bullying. Well, I mean, I do believe it happens. I just don't agree with it. I know. And then I lost the two.
Yeah.
The only two.
You're not helping.
I'm not helping my kid.
But yet, she has a foundation that empowers the youth and inspires the youth to do things that they want to do in life.
Say it again.
Like, she empowers them.
Uh-huh.
And helps them with the youth.
Uh-huh.
To do, like, say, if they want to go into the arts, she helps them get into the arts.
I did actually read something on that because there's a meme going around. It's been a long time of this little boy who it's very feminine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the joke is that if anybody who goes on, you know, on the other side of the argument, they're gay, right? That's pretty much the offensive bigotry that goes on this meme.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder, like, whatever happened to that kid? So then I started doing the research. It turns out that this kid, Lady Gaga saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because he was being bullied because of the way he would behave.
Mm-hmm.
His mannerisms were very feminine. So he grabbed the kid and he actually helped him become a designer, a clothes designer.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a very well-known designer. And the only reason why she actually helped him out is because she identified herself within him because she was being bullied as she was growing up and having all this talent. So that to me was like, oh, damn, you know, it's like, okay, fine, the meme is fine and all, and, you know, it is what it is. I'm not agreeing that it's right, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But just the actual story behind that meme and how she helped him grow and become him actually achieving his dreams, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And not a lot of celebrities do that. And that's, I guess that because she knows what it is and she knows how it feels, I actually, she's cool in my book. No, she's all right. She's all right.
She's pretty cool. I like her. And to tell you that I think she's one of piano prodigies as well. Can you believe she started playing the piano at 4 years old?
I did not know. I didn't know anything about her. The only thing I knew about her before the last couple of years when the movie came out,
mm-hmm.
it's her just going rah, rah, rah and Bad Romance. That's all I knew about her. That's all. And then she had a dress, nothing but meat, which is steaks. That's it. I was like, man,
that was
crazy.
Part of her house, the House of Gaga, where they were doing like different arts.
Yeah.
And they used their fashion design just to create that art.
Actually, I didn't like her in the beginning because I thought she was just trying to be like Marilyn Manson. I swear, I didn't like her because I was like, oh, my God, what you're doing, that's so 1990s with Marilyn Manson. We don't want to see that again. I just thought she was just bringing attention. That's all.
No.
I didn't think she was actually, you know, promoting any of that stuff. And again, that was my bad, but that's pretty much a lot of people didn't like her because of that. until she came out with A Million Reasons. Then that's when I noticed that she started changing her look and her sound. And I was like, okay, okay, now she's going on something. She's going on something. And then, you know, the rest of whatever I saw and heard. And I think I wouldn't say like, oh my God, I'm going to see her tomorrow if she has a concert. But I'll enjoy her music better. I'll appreciate her music more.
Yeah, there's some things that I see that there's a hidden talent that people like Lady Gaga. She's not. Yeah. So depending on the community that you're in, you know who Lady Gaga is. If you don't, she's not really played out right now. Like she's not really played in the media as much as she used to. So I'm like, I think she's a hidden talent.
I don't think she's a hidden talent. I think that she's just actually tired of all the fake fame, as I like to call it. Because in order for you to be in that world, you have to sell your soul to the devil. That's just pretty much how it comes down to, right? Mm-hmm. And if you want to make it, you're going to have to go through whatever they're saying, and like they show in the movie, because you want to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But once you set up yourself as a name, you can do whatever. And I'm telling you, I think she has a great voice to do anything. I believe, and again, I keep bringing Janis Joplin, because to me, that's her story. Janis Joplin was exactly the same way. Janis Joplin, I saw the documentary too, and they said that once, when she was going to college, that's so messed up, but when she was going to college, they actually did a contest to see who was the most handsome man in that school.
Oh, wow.
And she won.
No, that's not right.
Everybody voted that she was the most handsome man, and that was messed up. I was like, oh, that's messed up. But again, Janis Joplin, when she literally sang, she sang from her soul, and that's why I love Janis Joplin. And Lady Gaga, the first CD, again, too much techno, too much pop. I was like, I'm not digging this.
Mm-hmm.
But now with this, the CD that came out with A Million Reasons, and then Star Is Born, you can tell that she was singing from the soul, and that made it sound good. And that's what I liked.
And the one right now that she's going to be brought, it should be out already, is the CD named Joanne.
Uh-huh.
And it's she dedicated it to her aunt. So that one is going to have good ballads, too.
Yeah, I heard some of it too, and it was good. Even what's my favorite song from the? I'm talking to myself at this point. I didn't ask that. I didn't ask her that, but I was talking to myself. What's the name of that song that it goes like this? The Arizona skies.
From The Star Is Born.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wrote it down too. Always remember us.
There
this
you
way.
Go. That's all. Hits in the fields.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play it right after this.
Well, actually, it's on my playlist of songs from Lady Gaga that I want to play.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Sure.
But yeah, I think if you're not a Lady Gaga fan, you don't have to listen to her music. Go look at some of the things that she actually promotes, which she's promoting her House of Gaga that influences kids in fashion. Also, she did a great donation on 2010 for the Haiti's Earthquake Fund. Most of her proceeds that she did for her concerts and her CD that was out at that time were donated to Haiti.
Oh, nice.
So things like that. Born This Way Foundation, if you're looking into it, if you're in the youth and you're looking into any form of arts, go look to see if there's any form of scholarships out there for those reasons.
Do they have scholarships?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's literally helping the youth go into, it's not only for anti-bullying, but also things in arts, fashion, anything that involves that form of thing like arts, she's into promoting.
You know, she's gonna kill me for saying this, but Tina Perez, one of our followers, she showed me a video of her daughter, and her daughter taught herself, if I'm not mistaken, how to play the guitar.
That's great,
and she sings pretty good. So, hey Tina, if you ever, you know,
go look in that foundation.
Yeah, go look, man.
Born This Way from Lady Gaga. That's one of her foundations. If you think your daughter is in for it, for any form of art school, go look for it.
Yep.
I'm sure she would look out and
she's good.
Maybe help you out with that.
I saw the video, and she was really good. She was really good. She got a really good talent playing the guitar, and she has a good voice. All right. Anything else?
go look, check out some of the new things from Lady Gaga if you're interested. It doesn't hurt. Not only that, she doesn't only play music. She's a great actress. She won a lot of Oscars and Grammys. Look out for A Star Is Born. She came out in American Horror Story, The Hotel.
She did. Oh, is that where? Okay, because mm-hmm. I was about to look for that episode, and I was like, wait a minute, let me see where she...
Hotel?
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
And she came out on that. She also did, what was that? I had a couple of her movies and shows that she did. She did Kill Bill.
She did not do Kill Bill.
Yeah, she did.
No, she did
I not. Know I did put it in there.
I saw Kill Bill.
Oh, Sin City.
I was about to say, like, no.
She did Sin City. Way. She did Machete Kills. That's why I got kills. Machete
okay.
Kills, she started.
She did do Machete Kills.
So she did Sin City. She was the face of Versace fashion.
Okay.
And like I said, she's been with Tony Bennett, like, musical wise. So there's other things only, but before music or after music, go check her out if you're into her acting. I'm telling you, A Star Is Born is one of my favorite movies from her.
Yep.
And no disrespect to Barbra Streisand, but I did like the Lady Gaga better.
I think this movie was actually good because besides the awards that it won, being remade five times mm-hmm. and still a pretty good hit. I mean, they took it. It was an amazing movie. All right, guys. Well, we're going to listen to some more music. As you know, Nelly Baby already has a playlist for this next segment.
Yes, sorry.
We'll come back for the closing. we'll be back in a bit. All right, guys, we're back. That was a pretty good playlist. I like the playlist because you added my song there.
What song?
Always Remember Us.
Always Remember
This?
Yeah, I figured.
I'm really bad with the names. But I do like the song. I actually sometimes grab my guitar and I play a little bit, you know, because, you know, I like it.
Getting your feels.
Yeah, you know. it's a pretty good song, you know.
I actually didn't think Bradley could sing, but he's actually a good singer.
Yeah, I like those Fritz Spirit songs, you know, where I'm very tied up in everyday life that I like those, you know, Bohemian
relaxing
songs. That song
feels.
Is not relaxing. That's really depressing song.
I like the beat.
No, I'm not saying the beat is, it's not right. I'm just saying that the lyrics itself are depressing because that's the world, that's the life you will really like, where you're free spirit, you know, you do that, you know, you go from one place to another and you just live on that, you know, because mm-hmm. in the movie they didn't have a lot. They were just, obviously he was a rock star and all that stuff, but he lived a simple life.
He's very humble, yeah.
Yeah, so that, and not only that, he was going deaf.
That's his fault. He wore some darn headphones.
I don't know why people are very stubborn about wearing their earrings. That's just what I've noticed. But again, you know, it was a really nice song. It's a really good playlist. I like the fact that we took a chill day.
Yeah. We need more of these once in a great blue moon.
No, we're going to talk about what people, the topics that they send us. We're going to talk about them. All right.
But also, I want music, more music, and just chillax kind of days like this.
No, we're gonna talk about whatever they give us, and we're gonna continue doing this. And whatever songs they send, mm-hmm. and whatever topics they send, we're gonna continue talking. We're gonna give mm-hmm. our best opinion on the topic.
Yes,
and we're gonna do a research. Mm-hmm. All right, don't.
You mean I'm gonna do my research?
What? Wait a minute. What?
You didn't do research.
I didn't have to. Mm-hmm. I'm that good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Hey, man! All the facts that I pulled today were out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only thing I had to do was just watch a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I literally had known nothing about Lady Gaga, so therefore, bam. It's so simple. I didn't know nothing. The end. I mean, again, what do you want me to do? I mean, very simple topics, okay? One, rape, no. Two, Mortal Kombat sucked. And three, I didn't know nothing about Lady Gaga. That just pretty much made the whole thing. Okay. What do you want me to tell you? You see how I am right? You gave me no arguments why I'm wrong. You gave me no arguments. No facts.
I'll let you talk because that's like what you'd like to do.
Yeah, I created two podcasts because I like to talk. That's
yes,
a given.
Go ahead.
That is a given. You know what? I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm done with this. You know what, guys? I'm done. We're gonna play some music to finish. And again, guys, send us your topics, your music, whatever. Give us some feedback.
Send us some music. Send us some messages if you want to hear about it. Talk to us. Let us know what you want to know. And don't forget to like, follow, And share,
guys. Share. Listen, it doesn't cost you that much, all right? Just grab your little finger, index, or pinky, or ring, or thumb, mainly the thumb, because you guys are, you know, holding your cell phone with the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And just press and share, copy link, go to your social media and just post it.
Ooh, can I talk about what's going on me?
Yes, we can, but we cannot invite anybody else.
Oh.
Because it's a limited space.
Oh, yeah.
And they're telling us not to bring a lot of people.
Damn, I can't bring my entourage.
You cannot bring your posses. But it was a good try. So, as you know, the show is starting to grow. It's growing. And we're going to have a live segment in Chi-Town on May 8th. They're going to be playing the finals in the Soccer League they have, and they wanted us to go and just throw the party. Go and throw a party. And that's what they want us to go and do. So I want to give a shout out to Chi-Town. If you guys want to go and you know, play soccer during the summer, go there. It's a good place. They're always open. And they have restaurants. They got beers. They got food. They got everything. All right? So just go ahead and don't tell them that I send you. Tell them that Baby Nelly sent you.
What?
Tell them that Nelly Baby sent
you. Okay, because you said that wrong.
What did I say?
You said Baby Nelly. All right, guys, like Charlie said, or Bunker Charlie.
Damn you, dyslexia. Darn you.
Like Charlie said, go out. If you're looking, if you love to play soccer or any social activities, you would like to rent a hall, and you're around the Chicago area, make sure to look out for Chi-Town Football in the heart of Pilsen. And it's located on, I think it's Troop is the main street. And they're open from 7 p.m. to 1?
Yeah, that's the time we're going to be there.
The time I'm going to be there drinking.
So we're going to be drinking there. So.
So go check it out. We will be there May 8th for the soccer league tournament. Okay?
Final.
Go check it out if you want to come by. There's limited space, so we're not going to guarantee you're going to get in. Okay? So we're going to be there May 8th. Thank you for our special buddy that programmed us and gave us a chance to actually do a live show at Chi-Town. Yep. So I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say her name, but she knows who she is.
Yeah, no, she's one of the assistants there. Well, she's in charge of all of that. Her name is Jenny's Hurtado. You know, she's single, guys. I'm just kidding.
And this is how he starts trouble.
I'm just kidding. She's not.
And thanks, Yanis, for the great opportunity for Charlie's Bunker with Nelly Baby.
Yeah, what she hears is going to kill me. All right, guys. So in the future, we're going to have more events and lives and all that stuff. We're going to be going around the neighborhood. So keep up, guys. And again, share, like, and whatever. You guys know what to do. I'm going to let my PR department here handle the public relations promotions. Go.
So don't forget, guys, go follow us on Facebook under Charlie's Bunker, and also look out for Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget to like, follow, listen, and send us your playlist.
All right, guys, until next time, peace.
Bye.